me. Brett Newsky versus the world bei Flux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Aus Milwaukee kommt er, der Musiker, der heute bei uns zu Besuch ist und am Abend aufspielen wird im Ramones Museum. Wir wollen ihn näher kennenlernen, freuen uns erstmal, dass er hier angereist ist mit seiner Truppe. Das ist ja auch so ein wuseliger Typ, der ständig unterwegs ist und Konzerte spielt. Ich glaube, im letzten Jahr hat er mindestens 200 gegeben. 200 pro Jahr ist, glaube ich, so seine Marke. Aber das können wir ihn selber fragen. Welcome to Flux FM, Mr. Newsky.
Your German is amazing.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. How are you?
Great, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course, it's a pleasure. You haven't been here before, so it's about time.
First time here, yeah. We're in the car for like 6 hours. We were in Prague yesterday, mm-hmm. shooting film and running around in the rain.
Why did you do it in Prague?
Oh, I don't know. They have good dumplings. We were there for the dumplings and the
Prague.
And the Czech Pilsner and the honeysuckle tea.
I heard that you are traveling around quite a lot.
We play a lot of shows, about 220 per year, 230, kind mm-hmm. of, yeah,
Siehste?
Nomadic system, right?
230 shows im Jahr, das muss schon sein. Yeah, and where do you sleep then with your nomadic system?
Kind of wherever. Our friend Willem's here. We slept in his attic last time we were in Amsterdam. We mm-hmm. squatted in his attic. The last three nights in Prague, we stayed in a kindergarten room. Our friends run a kindergarten. So we slept in like the playroom with all the toys for three nights.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you
good.
Reminded of the past?
Yeah, totally. We had big, you know, playing with the giant blocks and like the dinosaur action figures and wrestling each other on the sleeping mats.
Das ist ja süß. Sie haben ja so einen Nomaden-Lifestyle. Wenn Sie 230 Shows im Jahr spielen, kann man natürlich nicht immer in seinem eigenen Apartment schlafen. Also sind Sie viel auch bei Freunden unterwegs. Er hat hier einen mitgebracht aus Amsterdam. Kameramann, der filmt hier gerade die ganze Zeit rum. Der hat eine schöne Wohnung wohl dort und einen Dachboden, den er benutzen kann. Da haben Sie letztens gepennt oder bei Freunden. Die haben einen Kindergarten und da haben Sie im Kindergartenzimmer geschlafen und die ganzen Toys und so ausprobiert. Das ist natürlich auch schön. So, at daytime or like let's say late night in the kindergarten and daytime you play the concerts then in the venues, like sweating all over.
Yeah, well, I guess you gotta take what you can get, you know. Uh-huh. I feel like we've got to be efficient, you know, because, you know, there's only so much money you can make in live music, and you can't go out to eat at Outback Steakhouse every night, or you know, whatever. I don't know if you guys have that here. So we eat a lot of peanuts out of the car and snacks, mm-hmm. and just kind of try to keep things moving without getting our souls crushed. But tonight should be fun. It's out. Berlin's always been really good to us, and mm-hmm. one of the better cities I feel like to play in the world. Actually,
one of the better cities.
Yeah, I would say that.
You're piling onto O2 Arena as well, or is it now good more small venues and lots of venues and peanuts? Or is there Brett Newsky who says, well, one day it would be great to,
well, the,
you know?
The best part about touring in Germany is the peanuts are free. You know, in America, when you play a show, you never get free peanuts or free meals. So
they're $2 a show. Nice. How much are they, the peanuts over there?
I don't know. They're not as super guile as here.
You still live with your parents in Milwaukee, is that right?
I graduated from my parents' house, actually.
You
but
graduated.
You read the bio from 2 years ago. It wasn't that long ago.
Well, come on. It's you have to update it then.
Is it still there? Hey, aren't you the webmaster? What are you doing over there?
Ah, okay. Who's the webmaster here?
This is Danimal over here.
Come on. Come to the microphone.
Management
here,
legend.
Over there.
He's people get him confused for Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys.
Ja, er sieht aus wie Dan Auerbach von den Black Keys. Aber er hat eine ganz schöne grüne Sonnenbrille mit dabei. You don't need sunglasses right now, man. Why are you wearing them?
I'm not wearing them. They're on my shirt.
they're on my shirt, yeah. So what about the bio? It's not updated. He's not living still with his parents.
We're living out of the car. We love our moms. I mean, right now we're on tour till February, so we're, you know, kind of living out of the car. We go to Australia after Europe in December and taking it from there.
I didn't get the answer with the parents' house. So when you go back to Milwaukee, where are you sleeping?
Dan's parents' house.
Dan's, in your yeah. house. Great. Jacuzzi and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, man. I like that. It's not so bad living in at Mark's
house. Can we stay
house?
At your house tonight?
Yes, why not? Okay, I take that back. No, let's play a song of yours. It's called, and that's funny because it's called Move to Berlin. Is that your dream? Because you say it's one of the better cities. Is it in the closer choice?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a love song to Berlin. It's kind of a goofy song, but, you know, whenever I feel like, I've had so many friends move to Berlin when they're kind of in limbo, so I feel like it's definitely the best move when you're in limbo. Just move to Berlin, fixes everything.
Das ist eine große Liebeserklärung an Berlin. Und dann hören wir uns die auch gleich mal an. Von Brad Newski, der heute Abend im Ramones Museum spielt. Gleich setzen wir euch auf die Gästeliste und Brad schnallt sich jetzt für euch schon mal die Gitarre um. Brad Newski mit Move to Berlin bei Flux FM. Der Mann aus Milwaukee ist immer noch bei uns zu Besuch heute Abend. Spielt er im Ramones Museum in Berlin-Mitte für euch. Da wollen wir euch gleich auf die Gästeliste schreiben. Er hat auch schon die Gitarre für euch umgeschnallt. So, wir haben ein bisschen jetzt gewühlt in der Vergangenheit und auch geschaut, ob er jetzt hier noch in seinem Elternhaus wohnt. Das stimmt natürlich voll nicht. Er ist schon mittlerweile ausgezogen. Ist aber so ein Songschreiber, der Songs raushört wie nichts Gutes. When you were living in Asia... Mm-hmm. It's also from the old bio now and information. You wrote 100 power folk songs in no time. Is that true?
Well, I lived in Vietnam for 2 years, so I had quite a lot of time to write. And, it wasn't a great place to tour because there's not necessarily like an indie music infrastructure, but it was, you know, the cost of living was a bit lower and the food is really good. So I had a bit more time to focus on writing and creating things rather, you know, when I worked two or three jobs in advertising before I was in music full time. So
that's also a very
nice.
Important information that you're giving here, which you're probably asked about every time you're giving an interview, about the Vagina King of Vietnam, who ordered you for writing some music.
Yeah. So the first job, the first gig I ever did in Vietnam was commercial music for tampon ads. For this national tampon line, so the ads would play before like James Bond in the movie theater and the music jingles. So that was the best paying gig I ever had.
Yeah.
I've never been able to top the tampon ads.
And how did they experience you? Why did they take you for this job?
I went in looking for a copywriting job at Saatchi & Saatchi, which is one of the big ad agencies all over the world, but they have an office in Vietnam, and the creative director just stumbled upon my music page on accident.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked me to create these jingles, this music for these TV commercials. So
great.
It's total happenstance, weirdness.
Total verrückt. Er hat ja vor ein paar Jahren in Asien viel gelebt. Er war in Vietnam unterwegs. Da hat er in einer Werbeagentur, wollte anheuern, um als Textschreiber zu arbeiten. Und die sind natürlich dann nochmal auf seine Internetseite gegangen, haben seine Musik gehört und gedacht, wow, der Mann ist ja richtig gut. Und so haben sie ihn engagiert, einen Jingle für eine Tamponwerbung zu schreiben, die dann auch immer vor den großen Blockbustern im Kino lief. Und da hat er viel Geld mitverdient und sich gefreut. But this is, you know, all in the past. Or are you writing other jingles for other devices or things?
If the indie music career tanks, it's the backup option. Or I could always go back to work at McDonald's.
Of course, but there's no tanking now.
No, it's gone too far.
Absolutely. Heute Abend spielt er ein Konzert für euch. Lasst euch doch mal von uns auf die Gästeliste schreiben für Brad Newski. 030-2000-9000. Brad Newski heute Abend im Ramones Museum. Und jetzt spielt er für euch ein Live. The song is called...
This is a song called DIY, and it's about playing the worst show of your life.
Which has happened to you.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, to every musician. Yeah. Of course.
Here we go.
Sehr gut. Brad Newski, DIY, live gespielt bei Flux FM. Für die Tickets heute Abend 030 2000 9000.
Folk songs as the crowd trickles down the stairs. As the folks gather round, I'm met with mean mug stink eyes and hateful stares. I'm deep.
gets drowned out as the crowd talks over me.
Was good. DIY von Brad Newsky, live gespielt bei Flux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Heute Abend ist er im Ramones Museum. Ihr habt schon die Tickets gerade gewonnen, die Leitungen sind wieder dicht, aber ihr könnt natürlich trotzdem auf jeden Fall hingehen. Da würde sich jemand sehr, sehr freuen. Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks, Nadine. Thanks for having me. It's really fun.
Of course. Have a great tour. Enjoy Berlin.
Awesome.
And tonight, Brad
Maybe
Newsky.
Maybe see you tonight.